Risk sentiment has improved heading into the North American session as hopes surrounding a formalized U.S.-Iran agreement continue to build. Reports that Iranian tankers have successfully transited the Strait of Hormuz following the lifting of the U.S. naval blockade have reinforced expectations that a major disruption to global energy supplies can be avoided. President Trump reiterated confidence that the agreement will ultimately succeed while emphasizing that Iran will not be permitted to obtain nuclear weapons. The easing in geopolitical tensions has weighed heavily on traditional safe havens while providing support to higher beta currencies and global equities. U.S. equity futures are modestly firmer into the open, reflecting the improvement in sentiment as investors welcome the sharp pullback in oil prices. Crude continues to retrace recent war-related gains, extending losses towards pre-conflict levels amid expectations that Hormuz will remain open and energy flows uninterrupted. Lower oil prices have helped ease concerns over a renewed inflation shock, supporting the broader risk environment. In Japan, the Bank of Japan delivered a widely expected 25 basis point rate increase to 1% while maintaining guidance that further normalization remains possible if the outlook for inflation and economic activity evolves in line with expectations. Deputy Governor Uchida reiterated the policy rates will continue to move higher under the baseline scenario, although the absence of stronger hawkish signals disappointed those looking for a more aggressive tightening path. The yen weakened following the decision, with intervention risks remaining elevated as officials continue to warn against excessive currency moves. In Australia, the Reserve Bank of Australia left its cash rate unchanged at 4.35%, opting to assess the impact of previous tightening measures. Governor Bullock stressed that inflation remains too high and cautioned that policymakers remain prepared to tighten further if price pressures prove persistent. However, softer domestic data and improving global risk sentiment have led markets to scale back expectations for additional RBA hikes, limiting support for the Australian dollar despite the central bank's relatively firm rhetoric. Across Europe, sentiment data out of Germany surprised to the upside, with economic confidence improving as geopolitical concerns eased. The stronger survey data provided modest support for the euro and reinforced the narrative that the euro area economy may be stabilizing after a prolonged period of sluggish growth. Meanwhile, Italian inflation data confirmed a modest acceleration in May, but failed to materially alter expectations for the European Central Bank's policy outlook. The U.S. dollar is trading with a softer tone against most major currencies as reduced geopolitical stress dampens safe haven demand. However, broader downside remains limited as investors continue to await guidance from the Federal Reserve. Markets remain attentive to the prospect that policymakers could maintain a cautious stance, given lingering uncertainty around inflation dynamics and the resilience of the U.S. economy. Looking ahead to the North American session, the primary focus remains on any further developments surrounding the implementation of the U.S.-Iran agreement and the implications for energy markets. Traders will also monitor upcoming U.S. economic releases and Fed-related commentary for clues on the policy outlook. With central banks increasingly diverging in their respective policy paths and geopolitics still capable of shifting sentiment rapidly, cross-asset volatility could remain elevated despite today's more constructive tone. That's all for now.